Sammy Evans been good enough to join us. Thanks to Web Central. Get a .au domain name, webcentral.au. Welcome to you, Sammy. Great to have you back on.
Great to be on your world, Dwayne Russell. Thanks for having me.
Where do you want to start? Josh Kennedy's retirement, a pretty big part of the day.
It is, isn't it? Always that time of the year, isn't it? We've seen some retirements of late. So another great bows out. What a career this man has had. And he made the brave, didn't he, Dwayne? And ultimately correct call in leaving Hawthorn, which couldn't have been easy, where his father and grandfather are legends. 290 AFL games in the end for a career that started in 2007. So what a resume. Premiership player, triple All-Australian, triple best and fairest winner, Sydney captain, and did save some of his best performances in the big games, Dwayne. It didn't matter whether Sydney were going well, going poorly. You could just lock Josh Kennedy in for a solid performance. So he will be missed up there at the Swans, and it is a shame. Even though players don't often get to choose the ending that they would like, that it ended in the VFL with a bad hamstring injury out at Arden Street, because it's been a great career.
Yeah, a little sliding doors moment perhaps, because he was one of the emergencies for the Swans against North Melbourne. So they could have named him emergency and he could have not played at all on the weekend, in which case he would have still been available for the rest of the season and no hamstring injury at all.
Yeah, I wonder how they would have played that, though. Would that have, has it potentially saved John Longmire, as harsh as this might sound, but a pretty big headache, Dwayne, to fit him back into that side after so long out with you know, all the reputation that he has, would have potentially been hard for John Longmire to get him back in, but in the end now he doesn't have to make that decision.
Would have been the Nathan Jones Melbourne scenario played out all over again had he been available, one of their superstar players, and it would have been hard not to name him emergency. I kind of, you know, think that Nathan Jones was still the perfect emergency for Melbourne. But, yeah, we're talking about stuff that is certainly not going to happen now. Tribunal tonight, how's it going to unfold?
Poor, in lengthy fashion, I would have thought. So it sits at 5 o'clock, first to hear Tim Kelly's dangerous tackle charge, and then the one that we are waiting for, Dwayne, Paddy Cripps's rough conduct charge after that. Now, Carlton were always going to take it to the tribunal, and it was always going to come back that he was going to be cited by the MRO. So as we thought, it was careless high and high. So it's 2 weeks he's going to try to have overturned for a collision with Callum Archie that left the line subbed off with concussion. Essentially, the Blues are going to try to argue that he's actions were not unreasonable in the circumstances, so it's all or nothing here. He gets the 2 weeks or he gets off. And as we know, Willie Rioli has been mentioned many times. There's a few differences with that one, but essentially the mechanism is largely the same. A player trying to contest the ball until the last moment where they brace for contact. Unfortunately, in this case, Callum Archie has been concussed, and as I said earlier, it was subbed out of the game.
Could be a late one tonight. You got some contract news, I understand.
Yeah, look, Essendon have some interest in the North Melbourne forward Cam Zerha, Dwayne. Now, the Bombers are exploring the prospect of getting Zerha to Tullamarine, given he does still remain unsigned beyond this year. Now, this is only what has to be described as an outside chance of happening. Now, firstly, because there's an expectation, or it's more likely, moreover, that Zerha recommits once the senior coach is found, particularly if that coach is Alistair Clarkson. He has had a contract on the table, though, from North Melbourne since just before David Noble was sacked as coach. Now, obviously, he's been reluctant on signing the equivalent of a blank check, really, because they don't have a coach in place. But secondly, because the Bombers have other priorities as well for now. They want a big inside midfielder, Dwayne. It's been the itch they haven't been able to scratch for a couple of years now. Josh Dunkler requested a trade to Essendon in 2020. The Dogs wouldn't deal. And the Bombers lost out this year on Angus Brayshaw. So they're still looking here. Their midfield, when you look at it, Caldwell, 183 centimetres, Merritt, 179, Parrish, 180, Hobbs, 183, Shield, 182. So they want to add a tall, bigger-bodied midfielder into that mix if they can. Just on Josh Dunkley, we get a lot of texts about him on the station, Dwayne. The Dogs have presented him with a long-term offer, but it's pretty slow going here. So the Dunkley camp hasn't rejected the offer, but they haven't really come back either. So this one's just taking time. The player is said to be happy and engaged within the group. He was the best player at the weekend, of course. The Dogs expect him to stay, but it's just not happening quickly at the moment.
So it's a 1 in a million chance or 1 in a billion chance North will end up in Tassie? Which of the two?
Or I'd say 1 in a billion.
Okay. Fair enough then. because I was just wondering whether players wait for the vote. If you're going to sign a long-term deal, say there's 6 years deals and 7 year deals being thrown out right now, right?
For players?
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're Cam Zerha and you want a 6 or 7 year deal, do you want to just have the vote take place and find out, well, there's a Tassie team coming in. It's a 90th team. The whole North Melbourne garbage has gone from a 1 in a billion idea to a 1 in 100 zillion idea. So we're here for the long term forever, regardless of what anybody might want to talk about with us linked to Tassie.
Yeah, I just think Cam Zerha's as simple as this, Dwayne. They don't have a coach in place at the moment. When they do, he'll make a decision. I think he's more likely to stay, particularly, as I say, if that coach happens to be Alistair Clarkson. But, you know, you've got to buy a ticket to win the raffle. The fact that he's still out of contract would have a couple of clubs knocking. One of them is the Bombers. Just staying with the Dogs for a moment, Kylie Watson-Wheeler was last night, Dwayne, linked with the vacant AFL CEO position and named as an external favourite, actually, in that she was actively chasing the job. Now, Kylie Watson-Wheeler, I'm told, isn't even a part of the process. She hasn't been invited to be a part of the process. And aside from all that, has next to no interest in the position anyway. So I think we can put a line through the Western Bulldogs president, who's also the senior VP of the Walt Disney Company, Australia and New Zealand. Now, we spoke of the external recruitment agency and that identified former treasurer Josh Frydenberg for a time as a candidate. I think the internal candidate, Andrew Dillon, has probably always been and still remains the favourite for the job, I would have thought. But we'll see how it plays out.
Anything more on the Clarkson, North Melbourne, Clarkson, Giants, what's happening in Port Adelaide situation?
Yeah, so just with North Melbourne, they're still planning on releasing that summary of findings from Jeff Walsh's review of the club. That he tabled that with them probably the better part of 3 weeks ago now. Now, the club still plans on doing that release, Dwayne, but they haven't told their staff what those recommendations are in the review and how they might be affected by it. And the extra complication lies in the fact that, as we keep saying, they're coachless. So if Alistair Clarkson does come in, there's a very good chance he's going to want to bring some of his own people or to at least shape sections of North off-field personnel. So that is happening as well. Like Clarkson is ringing assistant coaches, you know, within the last week or 2 weeks to sound them out and sound out their availability for next year. So he's well and truly working the phones with an eye to coaching next year. And so North are just discussing today about how to handle the release of this report, which Sonia Hood, the president, did say would be released to supporters and members or sections of it anyway. But, I mean, if I was down there, Dwayne, you're probably not releasing it until the coach comes in anyway. So I know North supporters would want to see that and read the findings that Jeff Walsh came to the conclusion of, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay. And any advancement on what Koshy had to say and what Ken Hinckley had to say on 360 last night? Sounded like he was pretty confident he's staying. What have you been digging there?
He was really strong, wasn't he, Ken Hinckley? Now, some people will still say until it's absolutely done, it's not done. But I haven't heard Ken Hinckley as strong as that. And that's probably saying something for quite some time in that he was given enough assurances he will be coaching next year, Dwayne. He expects to be coaching. He wants to be coaching. And not only that, but he said he had no qualms whatsoever with Jared Waitley about going into the final year of his contract at Port Adelaide unsigned. And he said, in fact, more often than not, those that do get the extension anyway, and he hoped he would be one of those. So he's not only in for next year, but for now anyway, very strong on potentially coaching beyond 2023 if he has his way.
Love your work, Sam. We'll talk again tomorrow. You'll talk tomorrow. I'm looking forward to you on this program tomorrow again.
Pleasure to sit in, Dwayne. Cheers.
Ken Hinckley did speak last night on AFL 360. Didn't play it earlier. Was going to play it in Lost in the Wash, but now that we've mentioned it, here's a bit of Ken on 360 last night.
Do you feel any uncertainty that you'll be the Port Adelaide coach next year?
No, I don't, Jared. I mean, obviously, for me and for what we've been through as a footy club this year is that we haven't been at the level that we were hoping to be at. Our own expectation is not, we haven't certainly achieved anywhere near that. I think the reality is when I look back and I think through what we've been through and what's been said over the last period of time, and that's David included over the last, you know, 6 or 7 weeks. There's a number of occasions where we've all seen to be on the same page. And David himself has said that he expects me to be coaching Port Adelaide in 2023, as I do. And that's what I'm preparing for.
Do you absolutely want to see this last year of your contract, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely I do. That's my personality. That's who I am. I see things through as best I possibly can. And I believe that the playing group and myself and all the coaches and everyone working in the football department certainly do want to see out the journey and hopefully it continues on for longer. But we all get there's a finish line for everyone at some point. But as I sit here tonight, I'm more than confident that that won't be at the end of 2022.
So do you think there's any chance that you could get called in at the end of the season, Ken, and told, no, it's time for change, thank you, but we're going in another direction?
No, I don't, Jared. I think I've been given enough assurances throughout the season. Not that I need them, to be fair. I'm very much comfortable with what I do and what my role is to play, and that is to make sure that we prepare our side every week to perform at our absolute best and, you know, in good faith. And as everyone does, we know that, you know, sometimes in football, things happen that are outside your control. But what's inside my control is to perform and get the team hopefully performing this weekend again at a level that we didn't perform at last week. And we've been pretty consistent through the year after a terrible start, which we haven't hidden away from, but we've rebounded to a point where we got ourselves back in the challenge a little bit. And yeah, we certainly lost our way last week a little bit.
Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley on AFL 360 last night. Sammy Edmund joining us thanks to Web Central. Ditch the .com and get a .au domain name from webcentral.au.